putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. A builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
Good morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, 8.55 on your AM dial, 3CR, community radio, every Sunday morning, 50 years running.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Free Trees, happy new year and good to see you back, first show of the year.
Happy new year, everybody, welcome back, glad to be here, glad that I'm still here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, which has been, you know, there's a bit going on.
It's a positive.
And we've got...
Is it?
The one and only, the golden feather sparrow.
Good morning, everyone.
The woodpecker.
Yeah, back for another year. Christmas feels like years ago, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
it does.
It does.
And,
went
you know,
so quick, didn't it?
It has. But I'll tell you what, one thing over the Christmas break was good. It was good to watch the Aussies flog the Poms.
Oh, how good was the first few weeks? You get in, and then Australia Day weekend, or whatever we want to call it, but that long weekend, how good is it? Soft start.
Oh, can't get better than
no,
that.
No disrespect to Brother Harris, but it's always great to see a palm get a flogging.
Oh, didn't they ever? And they're still soaked up. Well, oh, that Noosa trip didn't wonders, though, didn't it? Just went there, got blind, and then stuffed everything up.
Well, that's what you do, isn't it? That's what you do.
Isn't that what they're blaming inflation on?
That's yeah.
That all the palms are over here?
Well, that's probably driving our fault. Inflation's our fault, isn't it?
We've had the Ashes, the Australian Open, record crowd. It's like people want to go out, get out of the house and spend some money.
Over Christmas, yeah.
Apart from
the
pub.
And Christmas, you've got to buy presents whether you want them or not. Yeah.
Apart from the poor groundskeeper at the MCG.
Oh, I think he's looking for a new job.
Boxing Day test.
He came knocking on our door looking for a job.
So if anyone's looking for a groundskeeper,
well, very experienced landscaper.
The homeless got a good feed for a couple of weeks.
They certainly
out of that.
Did.
That's
yep.
one positive.
Yeah, 100%. So we'll get right into it. It has been, you know, there's been a lot of stuff already for the start of the year. Obviously, Zach Smith over the breaks resigned. So he, you know, Zach come in from the Canberra branch as the Canberra branch secretary. He was also national assistant secretary, and then he come in before we went into administration to take care of the Victorian branch.
Yeah,
and sort of get us through. You know, he did a lot. He moved down from Canberra and all that, and
relocated.
You know, it's no easy job being up the front.
It's a
there,
tasking
man.
Job. Tasking, very tasking.
You're getting shot from everywhere. You get shot from your own. You get shot from the X theory. You get shot
from the Labor Party. Yeah. From everywhere.
And getting dictated to by the administrator and all that, you know what I mean? It was no easy task, and, you know...
You wouldn't know which way I was up some days, would you? You know, like...
And he's resigned for personal reasons, and, you know, like, it is a hard job, and...
He probably had a holiday and thought, this is gross, I'm staying on holidays.
Yeah. The reality of this job's hard enough as it is, let alone when you do that at that level, you know? And like you say, if you're copping it from your own, from the outside, from the... Yeah, you know, it just becomes very, very daunting some days, you know? But... credit to him for 18 months to just keep going with it, you know.
18 months, it felt like 5 years.
It did, and it's and even just working in the job, it's not an easy task, is it? It's, you know,
no, it's not an easy job.
But yeah, hats off to him for what he did, getting us through that first 18 months. You know, that's no easy task.
Hopefully we're through the worst of it, touch wood. Yeah, you know, you don't want to go too early, but hopefully.
And obviously we had another official finish up with the branch in Paulie Zimmis.
Fetter.
Yeah, he worked for the branch for a long time. So Paulie's finished up. So
Nigel's now.
Now we've got Nigel Davies. We did mention he was back before Christmas, but Nigel and Lisa, since Zach's gone, they've sort of stepped up in the, I'd say, the acting sort of secretary role.
I reckon he was hoping for a bit of a softer start than what he got.
Yeah. I don't mean...
The Welsh Dragon's come into a bit of fire.
He has. He has. The Welsh Dragon has come into fire. Old Puff. So...
Yeah, but and like you said, like, imagine coming in, you wouldn't have thought that over the, you know... Yeah. He was saying to himself there, he was like, at Christmas have gone, you know, in the New Year's, I'm like, what have I actually done, you know? And then it's got come into it, you know? But
any credit to him and Lisa, they're stepping up. You know, obviously, they've also put, I think, Dave Rowland. Dave Rowland's worked in our legal team for
forever.
Forever.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been running our legal team for a number of years. He's
champion unionist. Yeah,
very good unionist.
Yeah. Been, you know, he worked for the Medleys before us and all that. He's always been in and around unions. Very passionate. He sort of stepped up as well. Dr. Jerry Ayres as well. With Doc's been there for 40 years. He's up there as well. But Lisa and Nigel, have, you know, they're all working hard and, you know, there's a lot of stuff to work through. And but, you know, power to them. They're doing a good job. You know what I mean? So
trying to solve the world's problems one day at a time.
It is. And it just shows how hard it is on that job. Like, look, Lisa was announced 5 minutes later. Then we got a bloody... article in the paper about her losing a license of 0.05.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, it's just like...
Hanging a fence.
For Lisa, the side, she probably had half a glass of wine and blew 0.05.
Yeah, yeah. And it didn't affect her ability at her job. Or
yeah, that's right.
That's just right.
Fucking all bullshit. But sadly, we did have a couple of members pass away, Free Trees, over the Christmas break.
So, yeah, before the Christmas break, we had Dave Riddell, former BWIU organiser. He was a long-term construction worker and that there. He passed away just before Christmas there, and there was a funeral service held for him in Kilmore just after the New Year, which I was there. Was well attended by the CFMU and all that there, and obviously condolences to the family. You know what I mean? Also, we had one of our carpenters at an icon job in South Yarra. His name was Mohammed Dura. He passed away as well. So condolences to his family as well. And another member, unfortunately, David Douglas, this is just pronunciation, so I'm sorry if I get it wrong, Panazzo. He passed away as well. He was a storeman on the North East Link. I think it was the Ashuna section of the North East Link. Yeah. So he passed away, I think, at the weekend there. So, yeah, it's obviously...
Condolences to all those.
Condolences to the whole. Yeah. It's one of these things, you know.
Yeah.
Sad, but we have to let everybody know what the go is. And also, the owner of Clifton Formwork, Mick Shanahan. A lot of people would know Mick from over the years. Bit of a character, you know.
He'd give anyone a crack.
Yeah, give anyone a crack. And he didn't mind a drink either. But unfortunately, he passed away as well. So his funeral's on Monday. I'll just go through. I'll get the details after the break and that there. And we'll,
Super Bowl Monday.
Yeah. So unfortunately, that's just another death. Mick did employ a lot of people, like him or love him. Some people would tell you they didn't like him. Some people would tell you they didn't mind him.
But at the end of the day, he helped out a lot of people.
Look, at the end of the day, fur is fur, you know what I mean?
He didn't rob any of our blokes.
No, you give credit where it was due, you know what I mean? So, I
think most of our organisers have had a job with him at some stage, because they couldn't get a job anywhere else.
Exactly right, you know, so... Condolences to his family and that there, and anybody who's been affected by it.
This year, obviously, this year is a big year for the Concrete Gang. Like we said, it's our 50 years. So we, in the next 2 weeks or the next week and a half, if you keep looking online, and we'll announce it on the show, our 50 year anniversary Concrete Gang T-shirt will be going up.
Special limited edition. So get in there.
Limited edition. We are going to be doing a Concrete Gang do and a few other things as well. You know, it is achievement. To be going for 50 years.
Anything going for 50 years is good, isn't it?
Yeah. Especially the ship,
this is still going.
Especially the shit we talk. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, and Free CR too. I think it's their 50 years as well. So we've been here together since the start, really.
Dynamic duo.
So I've probably messed that word up.
Yep,
So keep an eye out. We're going to be doing some things. We're definitely going to be doing the Concrete Gang raffle again. And there's a few other little things. And we'll probably, through the year, we're going to get people that were on the show before us. They're going to come in and we'll do a few different things and try and, you know, but definitely keep an eye out the shirts. I know a lot of people love the Concrete Gang merch. Like I said, this is limited edition.
Yes.
So
limited to how many people buy them.
Extremely limited.
Good quality.
Yeah.
So, yeah, keep an eye out for that. And we also, you know, big part of the Concrete Gang was John Cummings, and you know, big part of our union and all the stuff he achieved. He's like the goat of our union. Mm-hmm. We used to have the Cummo do, but we're having the Cummo Cup. So we're having a footy match on the 22nd of March, which is a Sunday. So I believe we're having, I think it's North Heidelberg play Laylaw. So that if you're interested, I know Lisa and Maddie Seaton and a few others, they've got a bit of a committee there, and the Cummo committee, all money raised is going to the Cummo Foundation. Like I said, it should be cracker. I'm going to play.
Be a good laugh.
I think there's a few officials going to play.
I'm going to watch.
I'm going to watch.
And judge.
I reckon there'll be plenty of froffies and all that. And,
yeah. Be a grass day.
Two good working class clubs as well, just like salt of the earth working class clubs, you know? Yeah.
And Joel Shackerton's had a part of it too, so I'm a bit worried there's a stitch up.
But, yeah.
Be a couple. Maybe, he's famous for that.
Maybe a little bit of a nudge in the ribs, mate.
Oh, bloody oh. So, obviously, we had a delegates meeting, a shop steward's meeting, so we'll go through a bit of a report on the shoppies meeting. Obviously, we called it early because with what happened with Zach, we brought the meeting forward so we could inform everyone and sort of say where we're at as a branch and what we're trying to do moving forward.
Yeah, just nip everything in the bud. Let everyone know what's going on.
Yeah, and that's been half the issue.
Cut out a bit of that chatter. Yeah, you know?
People talk. Everyone talking shit. Yeah, everyone thinking they know something, and you know, so
yeah, everyone's got the inside scoop on nothing.
All these rumors. If you haven't heard a rumor by 10 o'clock, start one.
Yeah, well, exactly. So Lisa gave a report and all that. We do have the license of campaign of trades. We're still going to be pushing forward with that. I believe that's going to ramp up during the year. I think there's a bit of a pushback from the government. They want to delay it, and we want to get it back.
Doesn't sound like the government slowing something down.
Of course they want to delay it. Why would they want everyone to get paid properly? You know what I mean?
It is a game changer.
Protected the trades.
Yeah. It is a massive game changer for our union. Yeah. You know what I mean? Getting, like, you look at the Sparkies and all that, the protect their trade and the plumbers with that license.
Well, John used to always say, why shouldn't it be licensed? Look at the structure. It's all concrete and everything. It's holding the building up. Yeah. And it's not licensed. Yeah. It's crazy.
Half the dramas, you look at all these houses and all being built and all this here that we get the blame for. Yeah, we don't have any coverage.
We've got the blame for the price of them.
Yeah, but the reality of it is all these trades people coming in don't have any of the proper qualifications and all that there. You know what I mean?
And it makes the trade worth doing stuff. Like, you know, like at the moment, like the government and big industry we used to have a method of having apprenticeship ratios in the agreements. They took all that away, and now they're talking about trying to bring people from overseas. Yeah. And I'm not begrudging any of them, but they come
skilled
in
labor. We need skilled labor.
You know what I mean? But we got to teach our own. And talking about that,
and it has been going on forever and day. I remember when I was doing my apprenticeship, everyone used to look for a job. They'd just walk around with a nail bag, go into every job and say, "You got a job?" They weren't a carpenter.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly right.
Yeah, exactly.
And the reason these skilled trades from wherever are coming in is because they have been trained properly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it should be something for people who, like, I'm not academically, gifted myself, but luckily there was a trade for me to go to, you know what I mean?
But there'd be no need for it if the government, we had a method and we always had enough people in the industry, the government and industry, instead of trying to kill a system that was working, you know, they manufactured a so-called trade skill, but problem, you know, problem. They manufactured it, and we got the answer, and that's what we put through our apprentices, through our pre-apprenticeships. Talking about that, if anyone's got a son or a daughter or a niece or nephew at the moment,
the brickie intake is up.
Yeah, the brickie intake. So if you got anyone wants to do a pre-apprenticeship for a bricklayer, a part of doing the pre-apprenticeship through the CFME, we help you at the end get a gig. So if you've got a niece, nephew...
And in the next week or so, I'll be going around to jobs with Megahead doing a few toolboxes to let everyone know what's going on.
Yeah, so we're going to be gelling that up as well. It's good that, you know, the more people we get in, we want to train our own. So we're also having a mass meeting on the 27th of August. So a whole meeting. I think it's to talk about our log of claims for our EBA because... Obviously, next year we're going into an EBA campaign. That's going to be the big thing this year, talking through and start to negotiate the EBA.
Because
we're not doing what we did last time and wait till the last minute. And then we hold back all the
COVID didn't help and all these other things. But we're going to line everything up, get everything done as early as possible and have it all tucked away.
So, mass meeting. So, you know, there'll be more come out on that. But, you know, that's a strength of our union and getting everyone together. For our members to have a say, we're a democratic union and we're going to continue to be that.
It's the reality of how you do get these things. You sit down in a room and you speak about what you actually think we could get, what we shouldn't be going for, or whatever, and you agree on it.
Yeah, exactly.
And like you said, that becomes your log of claims. Touching on EBA, so if you talk about Queensland, it's a perfect example. They've set in caused mayhem up there with the union, accusing us of everything, inflation, cost of living, all that there. Then they don't want our subbies or our workers on their infrastructure projects. Now all of a sudden, these Olympic Games
is our fault.
And then this Jared Blythe's come out and he's like, oh, I'm going to rob every state and beg and pay whatever I got to do to get all these trades to come here. And well, maybe you shouldn't abuse people and put people into the corner where you put them in the, you know.
They're already starting to blame us and they haven't even started.
They haven't even got the drawings or designs done. The CFMU, the blame.
It's our fault.
And let's be honest, up there with the Olympic Games, it's just bad management from the Labor Party and the Liberal Party.
And the Liberal Party.
They hadn't locked down a design. They didn't know, you know, it's a disaster from the get-go. And they've left the timeline. And the problem with the Olympic Games is it's a date it doesn't move.
It feels like the Commonwealth Games all over again.
Yeah,
we might be dishing it off.
Yeah. We're going to be doing it in a paddock.
Come down at Jubilee Park in Frankston.
So, yeah. But like I said, that Liberal government up there are ruthless too. So they have no compassion from workers.
Mm.
All right, we might cut to a track. We'll go to the Black Sorrows. Black Sorrows, how good are they? So,
they're very good.
Very good. We had a massive, massive win, and we shouldn't underestimate the hard work and the medal of these members. The boys at CSR, mate, they won their EBA first week back. We've won it, you know what I mean? Which, you know, was great work. I've got to give, like, Nev and Simo put in the yards.
And the boys. They got a reasonable deal put to them, and they said, nah, stick it up your ass. We want everything. We're staying out.
Staunch
how good's that?
Yeah.
Staunch as, that's amazing. What, 6 weeks out from Christmas or whatever it was? And
over the Christmas break.
It was over the Christmas break and all that there, and they were like, nah.
They're seasoned veterans. Every 4 years, they lose, don't they?
And they love it. They do it pretty easy. They've got it all down. They've got their whole team down pat.
I reckon they'll be disappointed in another 4 years if they don't have to.
They'd be fucking spewing. Yeah, they'll be sitting spewing. All right, we've had to negotiate with the boss and they gave us what we want. Oh, that's bullshit.
And imagine that too. If you've ever been on a strike, it's hard enough as it is. But imagine being out and trying to explain to the missus because you can't go too hard because you don't know how long you're going to be out for.
What you can buy the kids for Christmas and what you can't just in case.
I'll
tell you what, it was good seeing some of the old senior blokes getting around the younger, you know, letting them know, listen, we got to stick this one out. This is it's a hard battle, but it's worth it in the end.
Especially when they put the new deal to them before it and they said, we're not copping that.
Yeah, they said, jam it. We want the full whack.
See you later. See you later. We know we're the win.
They would have thought they had him too, because that was like probably a week out or so from Christmas.
The company had best timing. They don't underestimate that. Nigel gave a report of, I think we're going to have some new organisers come on. They've been interviewing them at the moment. I think we've re-interviewed 50 or so.
Yeah.
I think they're talking about trying to bring on 5 or 10, maybe 10.
Yeah.
But they're staggering them over.
It's just an initial process.
Some might take a bit longer. They might be on the removed
and
person's
apparently,
list.
Like, it should have been done by now, but the calibre of people we've had applying, it's, it's hard
which
to...
Which is pretty good applying in this bloody climate.
Oh, yeah, credit to them, credit to them. Mm. So that's a big thing. It's just more about, where we're going to go. Like, even he was talking about some of the older values. We've got to just get back to core business, and that's what we need to do, Unionism's not... it's not rocket science. You just got
to
look after
basics.
Your people and make sure they're getting looked after, mate. Like, the older senior members, making sure they're getting the gigs and all that sort of stuff.
That's core
walking
unionism.
The jobs.
Exactly. Spot on.
So, it's like... We just got to keep moving forward, you know what I mean? No matter what we get thrown at us, this union's always adapted. So,
There was very few years in history where it was all plain sailing. There's always something comes up. There's always something that tests you. Yeah.
And throughout history, we've got smarter. We've adapted.
Some have got smarter. We might not have.
Definitely not us, sir. No, but I mean, but people do.
True. I'm getting dumber.
Oh, actually, no, I am. obviously, and like I said, it's a big thing too. There's a lot of things going on this year too.
That was so quick when you said that as well. I know I am. Yeah. Sorry,
there
bro.
Is. We've got some interesting jobs coming up.
Yeah,
just let Icon. They've got it. It's not the biggest job, but it's very interesting how it's going to be panned out that pit lane because they've got to. They've started a little bit now. They've got to go for the F1s. Then they go. Then they've got to come back. And it's going to be a fast moving job because it has to be at a certain stage by the next GP. So they can give them something, then they demobilise and then come back again and finish it off. So it's going to be an interesting job logistically wise. And,
yeah.
You know, we're just talking about Crane Mobiles and that, and hopefully they're going to go with four towers just to smash it out. You know? And that's the other. We want them to make money, job to go well, our members make money, and then off to the next one. So
it's a cycle,
you know,
isn't it? We're not there
to hinder anyone. That's the good thing. We're sitting down, they were working out how we're going to do it all together, you know?
I think Skinner used to say it. Bosses have got to drive Ferrari so our members can drive forward.
That's right.
There's some bigger jobs coming up in the city. You know, there's talks of like 400 million ones.
Oh, that AFP one, everyone's a bit scared of because they've put the demo package in with the build package, so it's virtually like a 6-year job from go to O, and the builders are a bit scared to tender it, you know, because pay rises and everything. It's a hard thing to go.
Yeah,
that's another reason why we need to get this EBA locked away for a bit of security. And
I also think the airport rail, I think that's going to be sort of ramping up through this year. Right. You know,
inflation. We'll get blamed for rate rises for that.
I know. It's funny how they cry out for these projects. Yeah, as soon as you've got to get them done, they're like, what are we doing?
It just shows how behind our infrastructure's been.
I've got to say, like, I drove through that Westgate stuff. Now it's all open. That's gross. It makes.
We've got a delegate who works at the Docklands. It takes him from Newport 8 minutes to get to work.
Yeah, and before,
you'd
be on that. I think it's the only job he ever gets to work on time, though.
100%.
Wouldn't know who that is. Wouldn't have an idea who's
on it. So there is work coming up. There's a lot of, even in the suburbs. Free Trees, what do you got for us, mate?
So I just thought, before we start hot going into press. Scallywags and that, there's so just the Mick Shanahan's funeral. Mm-hmm. So Mick Shanahan, he'll be buried, or there'll be a service held at St. Bridget's Catholic Church Monday the 9th of February at 10:30 a.m. So, yeah. He says also, in lieu of flowers, donations to the Epworth Foundation would be appreciated.
Oh, how good is
that? Just thought I'd get those details out before we spin off.
I tell you, and another thing, just it was a good roll up on the delegates meeting, wasn't it?
There was a massive roll up.
It's good to see this. We're still getting shoppies on. We're still getting
started 5-10 minutes late because we couldn't get everyone through the door.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not all grim, is it?
Hopefully we're going through Monday mornings grim. Fridays arvos.
There's a lot more of us together than what everyone would like to do.
There's a lot of campaigns coming up through the year. I know the big one. Dave Rowland was talking about it too. We're getting on top of the Shan contracting and all that sort of stuff, which is going to be, that's massive. You know, we've got some big legal battles up at the moment. You know, Dave, go report on where we're at with Generals Cranes. I think that's a massive wage claim.
That's huge.
That's been on for a year.
So I think that'll be coming to, hopefully getting to an end, you know. Our members have a big win.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, Shan contracting. But. Yeah. I think we better go into
Scallywags
and Suki Lalas.
Scallywags, Simul.
Simul. Oh, Simul, Joe.
Yeah, they're doing a job for Capital. To be fair, Capital have been brilliant, but Simul, the asbestos, weren't following any procedures, nothing. They've got a big stockpile there, and then they're sooking at us saying we're out of line for this and that. We were there Monday, and by Friday, they still hadn't touched the stockpile because they didn't have the right procedures in place. No water down there, nothing. And now they're trying to stand over the hygienist to amend their recommendations for what they can do to a lesser.
Oh, 100%. You
know, that's it.
They don't want to boost it up. They want less safety. Mind you, there's a public road through this job and like a walkway where everyone rides to the Docklands on their bike every morning, chockers, like within 15, 20 metres from this
school across the road.
School across the road. But, yep, that's Simul playing their beautiful games.
obviously, the greatest one, it was all I've been watching, it's funny to watch, the Liberals National Party. Isn't that a bit of a...
That's the blue that just keeps on giving.
Well, they might have to rejoin, otherwise One Nation's going to blow them out of the water.
Blow them out of the water with their one sitting MP.
Imagine that.
They can fit the whole party in a phone box.
So, and Suki Lala's, who we got for Suki Lala's?
Liberal Party.
Well, Joe, he's sooking. Joe Bartolo.
Yeah, big time.
He's having a sook. He's famous for sooking.
Yeah.
All right, Scallywags, who are we going with?
Simmel.
Suki Lala's Daily Double.
Yeah, mate. True colours are coming in.
Bonnie Rubble, let's give it to you.
Yes.
All right, we better go out the same old way. Dare the struggle, dare to win. If you don't fight, you lose.
That's good morning from who?
Goodbye from the Concrete Gang.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast. If you found it valuable, please consider donating or subscribing to support independent community radio. To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au.